Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is June 14th, 2023, and I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of the content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our video library at johnlothiannews.com in the MarketsWiki section about the history of trading, including from the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Well, he has done it. Robert Bouge, ABN AMRO Clearing Bank NV CEO, has breached the 20,000 pound level in his fundraising for the Kilt Challenge. The good people at Onyx Capital Group donated 2,000 pounds to the fundraising on behalf of Futures for Kids, and Thomas Crabb added another 50 to give Robert a total of 20,429 pounds, or 163% of his 12,500 pound goal. The next goal would be to get Robert to 25,000 pounds, or 200% of his goal. It was 12 years ago that I wore the kilt to the FIA IDX Gala dinner after accepting a challenge from my friend Jeremy Grant, who had started the fundraising kilt challenge the previous year. Thus, a tradition was born and handed down that has only grown in importance as a fundraising element for the gala. Robert has taken his challenge to a new level with his client and colleague inclusive cycling tour from Amsterdam to London. I applaud his ingenuity to make the Kilt Challenge even more fun and the fantastic total he is accumulating for Futures for Kids. Well done, Robert! I can't remember the exact total I raised. I only remember I raised more than Jeremy the year before. It may have been as much as 2,700 pounds. I remember getting a nice donation of 500 pounds from the late Magnus Bakker and a nice donation from Mike Dawley. Craig Donahue and Terry Duffy also kicked in a handsome amount. CBOE Global Markets yesterday announced some new senior leadership hires and appointments, including a chief marketing officer, senior vice president of infrastructure, vice president of futures, a head of strategic partnerships, and a chief legal officer for CBOE Digital. Hired by CBO were Megan Goat as senior vice president, chief marketing officer, Hattis Unal as senior vice president, infrastructure, Laura Fusan as Vice President Futures, Jody Gunsberg as Head of Strategic Partnerships, and Catherine Kirkpatrick as Chief Legal Officer, CBOE Digital. The Eurex Amsterdam Derivatives Forum 2023 will be held on September 26. Save the date. Julie Ross, who is heading to London at the end of the week to represent JLN at IDX, was in Washington, D.C. last week with the Foreign Exchange Professionals Association visiting the CFTC. Of course, there was a photo op, and you can click on a link in today's newsletter to see the picture. Tom Lant has returned from Ukraine after delivering the humanitarian products he fundraised for, including with the help of some JLN readers. He has written a short message about his trip and a thank you on LinkedIn. Tom is my hero. My daughter Kat's summer job at the Summit Bechtel Reserve is as an assistant camp director, which is a big job managing logistics and personnel. It turns out the Summit was short a river guide, and Kat was qualified to become a certified river guide as she had 13 trips down the New River and had taken a rafting class the previous spring at West Virginia University's Institute of Technology in Beckley. Thus, she is spending a couple days a week on the New River as a guide during the summer camp and the BSA National Jamboree. Out in the western part of the U.S., there are some great rafting conditions because of the big winter snows. As the snows melt, it is creating one of the most rip-roaring commercial rafting seasons, the Wall Street Journal reports. The most read stories in yesterday's JLN Options newsletter were, what are zero-day stock options, why do they matter, and Box Options CEO Patrick Zielinski talks with JLN about opportunities and risks in electronic trading, and VIX just keeps getting harder to find. Low volatility is music to stock investors. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First from the Telegraph, the headline, the crime wave in the English countryside fueling the Russian black market. One Sunday afternoon in May, Robert Redman got a call from a friend who owns the farm next door to his. A drone had been hovering above his yard before taking off over the field towards Redman's land. Get out there and have a look, he urged Redman. I don't know what it's doing. Redman, who owns an agricultural contracting business in Oxfordshire, assumed it must be kids messing about and put it to the back of his mind. My comment. A drone was used to scope out a farm before the thieves showed up the next night to steal GPS and other key technology equipment. All of the tech is headed to Russia. Here's a story from the Washington Post. The headline, workers want to stay remote, prompting an office real estate crisis. The owners of the fourth tallest office tower here, one of whom is Donald Trump, want more time to pay back their loans. The 52-story Carnelian building, 555 California Street, is about 93% leased, but many tenants, which include banks like Morgan Stanley and firms like Kirkland and Ellis, will be up for renewal soon in a city where workers have been slow to return to the office. Mike Hammond, good analysis of the commercial real estate conundrum we face. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Trump would burn America before facing justice. The question is whether U.S. voters will be vigilant enough to stop him. Politics does not get simpler than this. American voters are likely to face a choice next year between a criminal defendant vowing retribution against his pursuers and another man. It will be a referendum on the rule of law. Should the first man win, he will probably escape prison for his multiple alleged crimes. Should the second man win, the first will in all likelihood go to jail. If democracy could be shrunk to one of those brutal reality TV games, this would be it. That, of course, is how Donald Trump likes it. My comment, if Donald Trump is having a hard time finding a prominent Florida lawyer to represent him in his most recent indictment, what would a new Trump administration look like? Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Howard Lutnick tilts at Chicago's flagship futures, again, from the Financial Times. Second was Goldman Sachs is at war with itself. CEO David Solomon has come under fire from partners who complain about bonuses, strategy, and that DJ side gig, from the Wall Street Journal. Third was NASDAQ to buy Adenza for $10.5 billion in U.S. exchange operator's biggest deal, from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is a press release from TMX. Announcing Venture Forward, a TSX venture exchange plan to accelerate the evolution of Canada's world-leading public venture market. TSX Venture Exchange today announced the next phase of its Venture Forward initiative designed to strengthen Canada's public venture market, the foundation of the country's capital formation ecosystem. In a new report published today, TSXV outlines several important commitments to innovation and growth, an effort to enhance the overall stakeholder experience and clear a path for new companies and investors to enter our ecosystem. The report incorporates valuable feedback from stakeholders across the venture community following a collaborative, in-depth consultation process. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. DeFi group found liable under commodities law, but getting it to pay may be tricky. The ruling against the Oki Decentralized Autonomous organization could fuel other legal challenges to cryptocurrency collectives. Government regulators scored a legal victory last week when a federal judge held that a decentralized cryptocurrency collective was liable for violating commodities exchange rules. The question now is how they will get the collective to pay up. The ruling by Judge William Orrick of San Francisco was a win for the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Together with another ruling by Orrick from December, it suggests that regulators or private plaintiffs who want to sue so-called decentralized autonomous organizations, or DAOs, have a legal basis for doing so. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Swiss Stock Exchange is investigating worst outage in decade. Outage caused by technical issue is being investigated by SIX. Traders frustrated as indices disrupted ahead of U.S. CPI data. The SIX Swiss Exchange is investigating Tuesday's technical glitch that caused the country's worst stock market outage in more than a decade. The Zurich-based exchange said it will release findings from its investigation in a couple of days. It was a technical issue, said Jörg Schneider, the Swiss exchange's head of media relations, without giving details about the specific nature of the problem. We can definitely rule out that it was a hack, he said, adding that it was the first such disruption since 2012. And then here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. A bonus story. Investors face a stark choice. Are they on the side of the U.S. or of China? The world is dividing as Washington and Beijing battle for economic and geopolitical supremacy. The technological revolution epitomized by startling advances in artificial intelligence opens up rich opportunities for investors, but it also confronts them with a stark choice. Are they on the side of the U.S. or of China? For the world is dividing as Washington and Beijing battle for economic and geopolitical supremacy, with the weapons of choice being cutting-edge technologies such as AI and quantum computing. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.